Special guest here on the program tonight. He's actually beginning his spring speaking tour right here in Orlando tonight, and we've got him for a few minutes. He is on the bus headed to Orlando, Florida. Gator head football coach Jim McElwain is here. And Coach Mack, welcome back to Orlando. I know this is, what, your third speaking tour, and welcome back to Orlando, Coach Mack. How are you?
I'm doing great, and, hey, I appreciate it. We're looking forward to it, and it should be a lot of fun. You know, they kind of hit me up with the fact we're doing it at an art museum tonight, which I'm really excited about, and it could be the first one I've ever been in. So this is pretty cool.
That's awesome. That's great. Well, again, welcome back to Orlando. Before we ask you about what's going on with your team, Coach, because I know there are a lot of Gators out here in Orlando that want to know, I've got to ask you real quick about Caleb Brantley. Because it's my job, I know you have to be careful here, but can I get you to comment on that situation, Coach, real quick?
Well, obviously, I'm not aware of a bunch of it other than the fact, you know, it just really, you know, unfortunate, you know, that any incident happens like that, and we obviously feel sorry for whatever went on, and yet, you know, we're not here to judge either, and I'm sure at whatever it is, something will come out of it, and, you know, I know Caleb, you know, beating himself up about it as well, and yet at the same time, you know what, those are things that we constantly talk about in the program, and part of the development as far as, you know, making sure that you know, you take care of yourself as well as the others around you.
Very well said, Coach. Appreciate you doing that, and of course, it's still a very murky situation. So, what about your program, man? I mean, 19-8 in two seasons, 13-3 in the SEC in those 2 years. Pretty darn good. You won two SEC East titles. I don't know if a college football coach has much reflection time, but if you have, I mean, how would you describe your last two seasons there in Gainesville, Coach?
It's already been two seasons.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah. No, I got to tell you, right now, it's just, I just love the positive momentum that's going on behind the program, just not only with just the football piece itself, but, you know, the way we finished the bowl season, the way we moved through, you know, our off-season conditioning, the excitement behind the new facilities that you know, people are really excited about. And really, I guess, if I were to term it, really the positive momentum in everything that we've got going. We've got a great jump on recruiting. We finished last year's recruiting really strong. And you know what? The buzz around the Gators is something that's really exciting and for all of us. And yet, you know what? There's so much work to be done, but that's the fun part.
Yeah, sure. Florida Gator head football coach Jim McElwain here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. The coach will be here in Orlando starting his spring speaking tour tonight. Positive momentum. Obviously, the defense played extremely well last year offensively. The quarterback spot has been an area of focus for you. I know Felipe Franks played well in spring practice and the spring game. Is this a kid that you believe is ready to take over this offense and lead this team in the SEC this year, Coach?
No, I really do. I feel really good about him, and yet, you know, there's so many other parts that I feel really good about. You know, our offensive line is, I think, finally, you know, being able to get it back into balance and trying to get the bodies in there and some of the things we've been able to accomplish. It's something that really gets us excited, and I'm excited about those guys and what they can do to help that quarterback spot. And you know, I guess the one thing I would say that really hit me as we kind of started spring practice and all the way through it was just our overall team speed. It's something that I know I was like, wow, you know, these guys are really moving. And that's kind of what I expect out of the Gators. So it'll be interesting. This next phase of our program, which we're headed into, is phase five. And that really is where your team's built. It's what they do over the summer and you know, how they bond and really all the new guys that we have coming in, because we're going to need some of these new recruits to come in and play, you know, really big roles in on both sides of the ball.
Yeah. Coach Jim McElwain of the Florida Gators here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. I know there's a lot of scuttlebutt, and I know you can't say a whole lot about it, but there's a lot of talk out there, Coach, about Malik Zaire, the kid from Notre Dame who's going to transfer somewhere. We don't know where as of yet. I'm a big Notre Dame fan, Coach, so I watched the kid, and the kid is a stud.
You know, there was nothing like waking up on Sunday mornings and watching Lindsey Nelson,
Paul Hornung. That's right.
Yeah, right.
That's
just
right. Yeah.
Calling that Notre Dame, you know, and you know, further action in the drive, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I lived for that as I waited for the AFL or NFL game to come on that day. So I get it. It's good being a Notre Dame fan.
Yeah, yeah, and we're about the same age, so we grew up at the same time, and I grew up in the Northeast, and that's why I became a Notre Dame fan, because of Sunday morning. There was no cartoons on, so I would watch Lindsey Nelson and Paul Hornung live from...
You know, kind of was a cartoon when you think.
Yeah, it really was. It really was. But are you holding out hope on Malik Zaire or what, Coach?
Sure. You know, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, each year now that this, you know, the graduate rule has kind of come into effect, it's almost become its own transfer piece that happens. And obviously a place like the University of Florida, we get a lot of people that call interested in possibly becoming at whatever position it is. And, you know, those guys are looking at positions and needs and where they might be able to fit, and obviously what the place can do for them. And when you're at a place like the University of Florida, I mean, a national brand like that, it doesn't matter where a kid's playing, he's aware of the Gators. So, you know, in our case, obviously the SEC has set a rules in place, and right now it's kind of a moot point because the way the rules are set right now, you know, we're not able to take a transfer at this time. A graduate transfer, and yet, you know what, it makes for good spring talk.
Sure, sure, absolutely. There is a possibility that rule is changed here soon, Coach, so we'll keep our eye on that. Meanwhile, your schedule this year, you open with Michigan, which I'm kind of excited. I know you as a head coach, you much prefer, like, you know, Indiana State or Texas A&I or something like that, but I'm excited to see the Gators in Dallas, Texas, playing Michigan.
No, actually, I was kind of a proponent of that.
Really? Okay.
Done that with some other things. We're gonna open with Miami here in a couple of years or whatever it is there in Orlando.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
You know, to open off season, and it's something that I believe is important to your programs because, you know, number one, you know, it really sets a focus early as you guys in the off season are getting ready to go play. It isn't like you're getting ready to go play any preseason games, so to say. You know, you got to play for somebody and find out who you are right off the bat. And I think as a coach, the one thing that game does for you and is it allows you to really evaluate and get a true feeling as to where you're at and then the direction you have to go forward with. You know, win or lose the game, it is one of those things where you can really get a true evaluation of, well, what you need and what you need to do one way or the other. And, you know, I'm excited for it, and I know our guys are excited to play it.
Yeah, I know my co-host here on ESPN 580, Nikki Football, is looking forward to you challenging Jim Harbaugh to an arm wrestle there at midfield before
wait.
The game.
Yeah, that'd be the best. That. Yeah. Or a milk drink off. You can drink milk, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I'd be better with Kobayashi and a hot dog eating
hot dog. I love it. Hey, final question. We'll let you go. I know you enjoy these speaking engagements. You'll be here in Orlando tonight.
Hey,
I know,
let me tell you, they're a joy. You know, I'm just letting you know that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Well, it's an important
to go to an art museum.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be able to tell my mother I actually went to an art museum.
That's awesome.
Other than to try to go meet a gal or something. Right,
right, right. exactly. Hey, I know you hear a lot on the speaking trail. Beat FSU, right? I'm sure you hear that an awful lot. But is there a question or a comment that you get most from Gators out there when you go out on these speaking tours? Is it all about FSU? Is it all about Georgia? What's the most oft-asked question of you?
Oh, man, that's really – that's pretty good. I'd say really in the you know, in the couple years, boy, that here's the one thing. I open it up for questions, and the interesting thing is I do put a little disclaimer on that right off the bat and let them all know that I'll actually answer any question any of them have as long as it's not a stupid question. And it's amazing how many sit on their hands.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Absolutely. That's good stuff. Good stuff. Well, listen, always great to catch up with you, Coach McElwain. Thank you so much for your time, buddy. And have fun tonight in Orlando and good luck next season. I'm sure we'll be talking to you before then. Thanks, Coach.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it. You guys be good.
You bet.